Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for October 17th, 2008. We're getting ready for Halloween here at Science Update, so we thought we'd treat you to stories of creepy crawlies, from the world's oldest ant to spider venom. But first, Suzanne, you have a story about some revolting ants, I hear.
You're close. I'm actually going to tell our listeners about a species of ants that revolts against its captors.
Oh, that's different.
This story takes place in the northeastern United States, where one ant species raids the nests of a smaller species and kidnaps the babies. These hapless creatures are turned into slaves, which have to do their captors' bidding. The slaves do most of the work in their new home. They find food, they defend their captor's nest, and they even raise the queen's offspring. I spoke with Susanna Feutzig, who's a biologist at Ludwig Maximilians University in Germany. She says that even with all these free nannies, surprisingly few of the queen's young actually survive to adulthood, and she recently discovered why. Apparently, as the slave maker queen's offspring mature, the slave ants sense that something's just not right and start killing them.
So what we think is they can recognize the parasite pupae because of a chemical profile they have on the cuticle. So basically, they have no means to recognize the larvae. They think everything is fine. But the larvae then pupates, there are certain chemicals on the cuticle, long-chained hydrocarbons, and thereby they can recognize, oh, this is not my sister or my brother, but this is somebody totally unrelated to me, and then they seem to attack it. So we think the chemical signals tells the slave, here's something wrong, I'm not caring for my relatives.
Now this might seem bad for the slave maker ants, but Feutzig told me that despite all the casualties, the slave makers still come out slightly ahead because they have to expend so little labor. And they've evolved total dependence on the rebellious slaves to reproduce.
Thanks, Suzanne. And I have another ant story for you.
Okay.
Evolutionary biologist Christian Robling was tromping around the Amazon rainforest when he made a surprising discovery. It was a pale, eyeless ant with extra-long jaws. Robling, now of the University of Texas, Austin, says the ant's unique characteristics make it ideally suited for subterranean life, but little else is known about the creature.
We did a morphological analysis, so we tried to compare its physique to all the described species of ants, and we did not find anything comparable to it.
He and his colleagues jokingly dubbed the oddity Martialis eureka, or ant from Mars, because it doesn't look like any other ants found on Earth, and its identification stumped even the foremost ant experts. A DNA analysis has revealed that it's very earthly, however, and in fact belongs to the oldest branch of the ant family tree. It's a relic from over 100 million years ago, when ants first split off from their wasp-like relatives. Next, Suzanne has a story about spider venom.
That's right. Spider venom may be toxic, but researchers have actually extracted potent chemicals from the venom. Some of these have led to new treatments for conditions ranging all the way from arthritis to erectile dysfunction. According to chemist Frank Schroeder of Cornell University, however, many other potentially useful components of spider venom have remained a mystery until now. He and his colleagues analyzed the venom of 70 spider species using a technique called nuclear magnetic resonance spectroscopy. It identifies each molecule's structure by the unique visual signatures given off by its individual atoms.
And that allowed us to see compounds that previously had been missed by earlier techniques. In quite a few cases, we found that the venom contains an entirely novel group of compounds. And these compounds are called sulfated nucleosides. They are similar to the building blocks of RNA. They have a few structural features that have not previously been found in any other natural product.
He says these newly discovered compounds could potentially have powerful therapeutic properties.
Thanks, Suzanne. Well, we're going to close out this week's podcast with one more itty-bitty creepy crawly. Move over, cockroach. The water bear, or tardigrade, may be the real winner of the most indestructible animal on Earth contest. Researchers sent 3,000 of the tiny organisms on a European Space Agency trip into space and found that they could survive the extreme conditions in space. Water bears look like tiny Michelin men, but even smaller than the period at the end of a sentence. They're able to go into a dormant, dehydrated phase and then spring back to life. Scientists are studying these weird creatures to learn how cells can protect and repair themselves. Well, that's our show for this week. Next week, we'll report on the surprising health benefits of surfing the web. We'll answer a sensitive science question about ticklishness, and we will shock you with the latest research on electric eels. Until then, check out our Science Update Podcast Daily Edition. We've got a mind-boggling new story every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it on our website or at iTunes. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.